Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Hello and welcome to Alchemy 101. Transformation, that's the name of the game. And here's where we aim to mine a few nuggets that can support us in living in line with nature in a way that's true to our nature, even though it might seem a bit counterintuitive, like a nightingale, a bird that sings out in the dark. I'm JJ, the Practical Alchemist. Thank you so much for joining me today for an introduction to a new approach to frequency medicine. Now, before you say, but energy healing is as old as the hills, what could possibly be new? Well, stay tuned. Your mind might well be blown, and mine was, and I've heard it all. Not wanting to blow my own trumpet there, but I have been around energy work for a very long time. So, what if I were to tell you that someone has brought frequency medicine and digital technology together for a remote healing modality that actually works? That's exactly what BioHealth Scan's Kevin Davis has done. He's found a way to read people's frequency from a normal picture, digital picture, that you might have taken on your mobile phone. He then feeds that into his system. It reads the frequency from that picture and then feeds back a frequency to restore equilibrium in that body and bring it back to full health. I think I explained it there. Kevin will do it much better. Sounds too good to be true? Well, the results can be very effective, and we'll hear from one happy customer later in the show who will describe how the 21-day challenge was for her. First, I asked the man behind the machine, Kevin Davis, just how he came to bring frequency medicine, something that I and others like me do naturally, together with digital tech.
Well, I'm a natural healer, and I'm also a bit of a gadget man. So the thoughts that, well, my thought process went along the ways of, well, okay, is there a way that we can do what we do naturally, but do it with technology? Because why not let technology take the strain? I mean, technology is here to help us. So, hey, is it possible? And I've ended up doing something which is quite unique. So, yeah.
Absolutely. Now, there are people who would say, okay, I kind of get the healer thing, you know, the energy worker, the energy clearing, kind of get that, you know, because quantum physics and all of that. But then how does that translate to a digital platform?
Well, we're all frequency. So we've got frequencies then. And in a linear world, it's one frequency after another. But we've also got the full spectrum of healing frequencies. And when you, shall we say, expose your body to the full spectrum of healing frequencies, your body's only got one way to go, and that's upwards. And that's what we do. So when we select an area, we're not like a surgeon where he's being very scalpel, he's being very precise, and he's just focusing on one small area. We actually go, well, if it's happening over there, then let's just flood that whole area with the full spectrum of correctly polarized healing frequencies and see what happens. And the results are lovely.
And so this is something that I think people might have heard of, scalar energy healing. And it's kind of that, isn't it? It's using that full spectrum of frequencies to flood somebody's system. I always like to call it a system. Body just seems to me to be just meat and bones, you know, and skin.
Well, yes, I mean, we've got mind, body, spirit. So it's
exactly.
It's the full kind of, it's the full spectrum of healing frequencies. The scalar technology that came about last year, so in year 2024, that came together where researchers into a guy called Tesla. They at the time, people only went with what was popular that they could make money on straight away. But now we've got the hindsight to look, and health researchers are looking back at what Tesla did, and they're now looking at the stuff that was thrown to one side, shall we say. And we're now finding out that, yeah, this stuff actually works. So when we're talking about integrating scalar technology into our systems, we're able to take that information that is present on a photograph and then work with that and do all this in real time. So we can send and receive information in real time, and it's all digitalized. We can see it on the screen, and the wow factor is phenomenal. And then you don't just see it, because you feel it as well. So it's really, really good.
Yeah, and I think for a lot of people, I mean, I completely get it. I think for a lot of people, though, they think, what, from a photograph? What? How does that work?
Well, when we grew up, I mean, we were told this is a photograph and it's just a picture. What if you were told it's not just a picture, it's more than that? It's more, you're seeing all the information fields, all the aura that the eye can't see, or some of us can't see, but some of us can. We're seeing the invisible stuff, right? Well, we don't have to see it when it's put into a scalar field. All it needs to do is interact with that informational field that's around you as a photograph. So imagine if you were brought up saying that the photograph actually captures your whole soul. Yeah, where would we be thinking now when we're looking at a photograph? Where would our mindsets be?
So interesting, isn't it? And there are so many peoples around the world who do not like to have their photograph taken because they say it captures your soul and they don't like that. So here we are talking about that very thing.
Well, some would. Some could. We're
I don't mean that you're
using
stealing. I don't mean that you're
it.
stealing somebody's soul, but it is that kind of idea, isn't it?
Well, we're working with it in a beneficial way, but I can understand now why those people could see more than what they were letting on to. They probably haven't got the English vocabulary to actually explain what they're seeing, and the closest they could come to was the word soul. You know, you're capturing my soul, and I don't give you permission to take my soul away with you. That's probably what they're talking about.
Exactly, and I didn't mean it to be to sound negative, but it just struck me that there's that connection that people have already, since photography was born, seen that element of it and actually been a bit scared of it. But this is nothing to be scared of. It's absolutely safe. And so what happens then, Kevin, when somebody wants to have or wants to avail themselves of this work? What do? They send you a photograph? Does it have to be a particular kind of photograph?
Well, when we first started off with this, and then excuse me now, because we're going to get naked here, but
Oh.
you can understand there's, when you're trying to send frequencies, some women were thinking, well, it's going to get, my clothes are going to get in the way. So we ended up having like naked photographs being sent to us, and
Oh no.
we had to stop
Oh no.
that and say, look, plain clothes against a plain background, because we want the energy signature of you, not what's around you. So it's a plain clothes, it's a full body photograph. You're taking it from a regular mobile phone. That's good enough for what we want to do. And that's where we're at. This is the state of the art now of being able to help people. It's very clean. Previously, we were doing DNA samples, and DNA samples, we'd work down to just using saliva and fingernails, but people had to send that to us on a regular basis. And that was messy. It takes a long time because you've got to rely on the post. So it was a complicated process. Whereas now, a digital photograph, we can print it out locally. We put it on top of the technology, and away we go. We hook up to it. We can allow you to see what's going on as well. So, and then on the challenge, you're actually working the technology yourself. So we're no longer in a world where we've got to train up 1,000 therapists now, or specialists, just to work with 1,000 people. We can allow you access to our systems. I've created a pictorial tutorial. So that's a step-by-step guide that you follow. And the process that I've simplified makes it really easy. So if you can work the intricacies of internet banking, shall we say, you can click your way to better health.
Wow, that's extraordinary. And this is the 21-day challenge that you're promoting right now, right? The 21 days.
Yeah, the 21 days came about because of a client of ours. She called up and said that she had tummy pains. Would our technology help her with that? And I said, yeah, no worries. Book yourself in for a session in a couple of weeks' time. And she said, no, you don't understand. The doctor wants to see me in 20 days and he wants me to have an operation and I don't want that operation. So I was trying to think, well, okay, how do we help this woman? I mean, you know, it's obviously not good. So I said, well, if I was to do a personalized protocol for you, would you follow that for the next 20 days? And after a period, there's a deep breath intake. She shrugged her shoulders and kind of like came back saying like, yes, I will. So that was it. We set up a personalized protocol for her. And then for 20 days, she just did that protocol. And what happened was that on day three of that protocol, I got a message saying all the pains in her tummy had subsided. So you can just imagine where she was by day 20 when she went to see her doctor. And the doctor couldn't find the sign of the inflammation, cancelled the operation.
That's wonderful. That really is wonderful. And so then with this 21-day challenge, you do a personalised protocol for each person who does the challenge. Is that right?
Yeah, we're all individuals. So it's whatever's happening in your body. Let's just see what's out of balance and then put the corrective information back in. It comes down to being that simple now.
Right.
And 20 days seems to be a good number for people to get on board with what we're doing.
Okay, so this is the 21-day challenge, but people can do individual sessions, that sort of thing, can't they? I mean, do people always have to do a 21-day thing?
Well, in the perfect world, yes. So you all start off with a 21-day challenge because we don't know where we're starting from.
Right.
Yeah. So you're going to come up with something like, well, how many sessions is this going to take?
Yeah.
Right. That's the usual thing. Yeah. When somebody comes in, I mean, will I have to come in for more sessions? We're able to say, well, okay, if you work on yourself, if you booked it through me, I only work 3 days a week. So that's going to take an awful long time. Now, because we're doing this do it yourself, save ourselves, you can work on yourselves and do it over a 20 day process. But yes, you can come in for individual sessions. Yes, we've got it set up now so that you can have intensive daily sessions, 5, 10, 14 days. It's all available now.
And so this really is then handing back the power of people's own healing to them. It's people taking control or taking responsibility and having the power to do the healing for themselves.
Yeah, sounds like magic, but it's not. It's just frequency medicine working well.
Yeah, it is just frequency medicine, I know. And I find it difficult myself to explain what that is. And here we have that added element of it now being digitalized. You know, we're using technology to deliver this. So I can see where people might be a bit skeptical, but you have had wonderful results, haven't you?
Yes. I mean, one of the ones I can talk about is me. And I'm a walking, talking example of how good this stuff is. My journey was not being able to walk, not being able to get up, not being able to, you know, just opening my eyelids in the morning was sufficient to send me back to sleep. But in the meantime, I'd found out about frequency medicine. And my kind of journey was seeing how it impacted the body when we were working with devices that work through the skin. These are handheld devices. It's the Scanner type of technology. You might know it as a TENS machine. The drawback with a TENS machine is that your body will adapt and the TENS machine becomes useless. But the people that, or the doctors that developed this kind of technology, they went on to actually understand that adaptation process, try to increase that communication between the cells, between the device and the body, and ended up with some very serious kit, which is rather nice, but it's still a handheld device, and it still means it's only one person working with another person. Now we've got the ability now for people to work on themselves. We know the protocol works. We know the frequencies work. From being able to get myself from not being able to walk to be able to walk now 3 to 5 miles, I mean, that's in my book, I've got my legs back, so I'm more than happy.
Yeah, you certainly have. What was the cause of you not being able to walk, may I ask?
Well, that's a story for another time around a
Oh,
campfire,
okay.
something like that. Because you go, you say it so many times, but I got struck from behind. And when my head hit the ground, that split the side of my head open. The results of that weren't immediately apparent. It was over a year later that I lost the use of my hand and arm. That made me have back spasms, and I was regularly laid out for half an hour. And it's when the doctor said that there was nothing that they could do, that was when I was really angry at the world, really fed up with how life is. How could this happen to me? I'm Kevin. I don't do these things. These things you see on films, this doesn't happen in real life. But there it was. It was happening to me. And then there was that thought process in my head where if I carry on the way I'm going, I'm not going to be on this planet much longer. And there was a switch, and it just went over to, well, okay, I choose to live. So I threw all the tablets, all that stuff, all down the drain, and went cold turkey for 3 weeks. That was really harsh. But then that started my healing journey back into something which I'm now thriving in. And a lot of that journey has been about using gadgets to try and get my health back.
Wow, what a story. And yet again, we see how someone has turned their own healing journey into a way to help so many others. I love that. Well, we'll hear more from Kevin in a few minutes, but first it's time to take a short break to hear from our station sponsors. Back right after this.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
You're listening to Alchemy 101 with me, JJ, the Practical Alchemist, and Kevin Davis, the man who has brought frequency medicine together with digital technology to create a new wave of healing. Before we started recording, Kevin was telling me how not only is this effective, but it's also scalable. And when he says scalable, we're talking about potentially working on thousands of people at once. And this is the part where my mind was duly blown. Here's Kevin again.
Yeah, we've now got a population level system now, where it's just purely a numbers game, where we can say a handful of people now can actually work with thousands of people.
Wow.
And that is something which is unique. It's here. You're hearing it first on the JJ Stenhouse show.
Well, it's mind-blowing, actually. Mind-blowing. Really, when you think about it, it's extraordinary. What a gift. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, these ideas, I mean, they're floating down all the time, but obviously my head was in the right space at the right time. The idea stuck into my head. I thought it was a clear picture. I thought maybe 3 to 6 weeks to actually put a system together. 7 months down the line, first systems were built in 2024, just before Christmas. Completed the
Wow.
first 2 times.
Wow. Extraordinary. And so, I mean, I was going to ask you what kind of things can it help with, but I think you've given us a pretty good example with your own health story. It's just wonderful, I think, to know that technology is being used and has been developed for such a fantastic purpose. And I'm just thinking about what you say about the biohealth scan. You say revive, remineralize, and rejuvenate. And again, you know, I can see that people might say, well, okay, rejuvenate, really, with a bit of technology, remineralize, really, with a bit of technology. But you have the, as they say these days, the receipts for that, don't you?
Well, obviously, frequency medicine isn't going to put a mineral back into your body. However, if your receptors in your body are closed, it doesn't matter how much mineral water or minerals or good stuff you're going to chuck down your neck. Your body ain't going to absorb that. So what we're looking at is the bioavailability of your body. We're putting the body in the best place to be able to receive that now. You know, it's when we use the full spectrum of healing frequencies, we're opening up the body to being able to look after itself. When we go out in the sunshine, we don't wear sunblock to only have blue frequencies or yellow frequencies or green frequencies coming into our system. We just go out into the sunshine and our bodies figures out, okay, what frequency do I want today? And our bodies use that. Mm. Yep. So a lot of people will go down there, oh, there's one sweet spot with one frequency, you know, and that's a different technology. With our technology, it's the full spectrum. And when the body starts to receive that, the bits that don't need it won't accept it. The bits that do need it will accept it. And when they do accept it, nice things happen. Right. So when we put in corrective information, we're putting in that idea of the cells can communicate with each other. So we're getting that increased communication. We're getting communication at the appropriate levels for your body, wherever you are in your healing cycle. So if you're at the middle going up, it'll actually help that. But if you're in the middle going, still going down, we'll stop and reverse that. And that's the reverse. We're reversing a process, which is a decay process. Now, we all know that exercise and good food, wholesome food, is the way to do it. But how do you get your body, how do you get your mindset to want to do that? Because if it hurts, you're not going to move off the couch. You're not going to do it. That's a simple fact. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a good point. Yeah.
But if your body's going, yep, I can, I don't feel that pain now, or I feel energized. I feel like, hey, do you know what? The sun's shining outside. I'm going to go out there and I'm going to do this now. So we've had people on various parts of their healing cycle, and they've just got out there and gone like, well, I feel better today. I'll do this, and that's half the process.
Yeah.
But we haven't had to do that through coaching. We haven't had to do that through verbal means. We're seeing it on pictures. We see it with anatomical pictures. I think that's the right word, is saying anatomical.
Yeah.
We've got those color pictures that people can relate to. They can see the markers on those pictures change. And when they start to change, they actually feel the benefit inside. That's how quick, when we put corrective information into your body, that's how quick the body responds. Now, you see that in healing, because people can feel something happening when you're healing.
Yeah, they can. Yeah?
And that's real. You know, it's like we're interacting somehow, where we're channeling, we're putting the information in, and somehow that comes out, and the body, the person then that you're working with, starts to feel better. So, hey.
That is fantastic. You know, I'm thinking that when you're talking about rejuvenate, of course, then presumably because of the way that this works, it's working on the mitochondria in your cells as well. So all the communication systems within your body, of which there are many, like the mitochondria and the nervous system and everything else, they're all responding to this, I guess, energy wave bath of, you know, full spectrum energy. Yeah.
You can think of it as like a mobile phone. It has to be recharged. Well, we're just pumping you up with the full. We're just putting that corrective information into you at the cellular level, at the mitochondria. So the mitochondria is the powerhouse of the cells. Once you start putting in the corrective information, that mitochondria works better. So when the cells replicate, they're actually replicating as better cells. So that overall process then means your body just shrugs off stuff that's been, shall we say, a health condition for a long time.
Yeah, I think that sounds really, really wonderful. Might have to end up doing your 21-day challenge myself just to see how that works. No, it sounds really great. And I love the fact that you're able to scale this as well. so that it's not just one-on-one, not just one person here and another person there who can benefit from this, but a lot of people at one time can benefit. So I think that's fabulous. And
each Scancaster system can work with, on a two-hour protocol, can work with 12 people.
The other thing that this protocol does is it can zap all the bugs, the nasties in our bodies as well, can't it?
Yes, yes. When we zap, the word zap, it's a shortened version of basically shaking bugs at their mortal oscillation rate.
Oh.
And when you shake bugs at their mortal oscillation rate, our system doesn't kill them like some Rife machines do. Our system depolarizes them. And what that does is that it messes with their invisibility shield. And when the immune system is going around trying to clean up bugs, it can see the bugs a lot more quickly and clear them out a lot faster than before.
How interesting. How interesting. Yeah.
So we're able to strengthen the weak areas of your body, and bugs generally congregate in those weak areas, and that keeps us weak, that keeps us from repairing ourselves or stops our body from repairing itself as quickly as it could. And we then tackle the bug story, so the body then is dealing with less toxicity from at least the bug source.
Wow, and when you talk about bugs, what exactly are we talking about? Are we talking about viruses? Are we talking about actual parasites, that sort of thing? What are we talking about?
Yeah, parasites, bugs, viruses, yeasts, stuff that your body doesn't really want to deal with or can't figure out how to get rid of them. When you get food poisoning, for example, the salmonella bug, when that passes through your body, it's not a big deal. You just have a big emotion one day and that's it, gone. But when that bug stays in your body and that population then starts to grow, you've then got to figure out, well, okay, how do I shift that population of bug? Now, that one population is one bug, so you might have a herpes-style bug as well. And it's the families of bugs then start to go and work into these weak areas of your body, I suppose, and the population just gets larger. Now, we've noticed through our work is that if we just go after one population, let's say cytomegalovirus, for example, we knock that one out, we can see it go down on the scale of things, but the next predominant bug goes to the top of the ladder.
Mm.
So what we've had to do is develop and figure out, how do we knock down a whole family of bugs? And that's what we're doing now. We're knocking out families of bugs, and that forms the basis of our top 30 bugs app.
Wow, fantastic. And they do say, don't they, that although we might not be presenting with the effects of certain viruses and bugs, we are all absolutely full of them at all times.
Oh, yes. Yeah. We live in nature. We don't live in an air bubble. We haven't got a glass case around us that we can walk around and not interact with nature. No, we live in nature. And if our immune system isn't up with it, if our immune system is not able to defend our bodies, then nature will take its course. And that's nature. You know, there's no right or wrong to it. It's just that, yep, you're a food source or you're not a food source. So I always give my clients one thing to do once they leave. And for that, you're going to have to book a session with me. You'll find out.
Well plugged. Kevin, I think it's fantastic. Thank you so much for telling me about it and explaining what it is. And yeah, I mean, people who want to do your 21-day challenge, then they can do so. There's an offer on the UK Health Radio website right now at the time of recording. So, you know, let's hope people head along there and try for themselves and see how they can really change their health and for the better. So, Kevin, thank you so much for talking to me today. That's brilliant. Thank you for all the work you do.
Thank you very much, JJ. Lovely chatting with you as well.
Kevin Davis there. And if that's piqued your interest but left you sitting on the fence, my next guest could be the one to convince you to embrace BioHealthScan's 21-day challenge. First, it's time to take another break. Stay tuned to hear one very happy customer's experience of using the technology and how it improved her health. We'll be back right after these messages from our station sponsors.
The station that makes you feel good.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
And you're listening to Alchemy 101 here on the world's number one talk health radio station. I'm JJ, the practical alchemist. And earlier in the show, we heard from Kevin Davis about how he developed the BioHealth Scan, how it works and how it helped him heal. Now I'm joined by Rafaela Reeb, who was keen to give an honest review of the process and the result after her 21-day challenge. So, Rafaela, tell me, what was your... I mean, we've just heard from Kevin, and it sounds extraordinary. It sounds like a wonderful, wonderful healing modality. What was your experience of it?
Well, I must say, because I had no idea about frequency medicine, I went in there with a total open mind, and I didn't quite know what to expect, and I was really totally blown away. Now, the way they explained this to me is that every organ and cell in your body gives off a kind of natural frequency, like its own little signal. Mm-hmm. Now, when something's not quite right, like stress, inflammation, or toxins, or poor nutrition, or whatever, those frequencies change. Now, the scanner they use at BioHealth Scan, they pick up on that, and it's like listening to your body's Wi-Fi signal and seeing where the connection is weak. That's how they explained it. Now, the really cool part is that the system doesn't just find imbalances, it can actually also send back the right kind of healing frequencies to help things back get back into balance. Now, so instead of just telling you what's wrong, it also starts supporting your body straight away. Now, after you've signed up for the 21-day challenge, you have to send in a photograph. Now, I actually thought, now this is strange. Why do I have to send in a photograph? But he explained it to me because, as I said, this system picks up the frequencies from the photograph. Now, all you have to do is just send in a full-length photograph with sort of mundane colors, nothing sort of too colorful.
Not too many patterns and stuff, yeah.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. It has to be a full-length photograph, and that's what I did. Now, when the photograph was taken, I had just recovered from a very bad dose of flu, but I was fine already, but you know how those things linger on. You know, they're sort of, even when you are feeling well, there are still things in your body.
Yeah.
Now, 4 or 5 days later, we had the onboarding session. And it's actually quite interesting because he talks you through what the system has picked up. Now, I don't want to go into too many details of my health issues, which I didn't really think were issues, but those are things that I think we all have within us, like little bugs and viruses. And they picked up a herpes virus. Now, that's a cold sore that I always get. Now, when the photograph was taken, I had, like I said, just recovered from flu, and they picked it up. And on the day of the onboarding session, I could feel the tingling on my lip from the cold sore.
Oh, now, isn't that interesting? Yeah.
That just really blew me away because there was no way you could have seeing that on a photograph, I mean, that's just pure frequencies. Now that really blew me away. I thought that was just quite extraordinary. So the onboarding session is quite long. It takes about an hour and a half, depending on how many questions you yourself have. But I knew I was going to be intrigued by this. And we after the after we had the session, we actually decided, okay, I'm going to start with the session right away the next day. Now, you must remember it's a 21-day challenge that I did. You've got to commit, obviously, to 21 days at the same time every day. And the session lasts about, almost 2 hours, sometimes a little longer. But, it's something that, well, I thought it was in the beginning totally interesting because, the first session obviously was completely new for me to actually get into the system. They give you a booklet where you can, well, you have to follow it meticulously because it's quite a process to get into the actual BioHealth scan system where you connect with the system. There are quite a number of steps, but it's not impossible. And if you do struggle, their support team is there to help you
They're
get.
very responsive, aren't they?
They are very responsive, and you can do it either via WhatsApp, telephone, whichever you prefer. So I needed a couple of days to be absolutely 100% in actually doing it every single day. But not to worry, they are, like I said, really helpful, and they will help you and guide you through it. And I found it extremely interesting. Now, I know you most probably thinking, okay, 21 days, 2 hours committing to sitting in front of a computer. But you don't have to sit the whole time. But I found it extremely interesting because you see all these images I mean, those are images of a body and how the system actually works on that body part at that given moment. And I found it extremely interesting. And I think if you've ever seen the exhibition body parts, it's similar to that. It's similar to that, but I found it quite intriguing. And from then on, I actually made sure I looked at it most of the time, I must say. Every day I turned up at a given time, and I made sure I looked at it for 2 2.5 hours.
Gosh, and so you could actually see in real time what was clearing up in your system.
And what the system was working on. And I thought that was really quite amazing. And like I said, I went in with an open mind, and I didn't really have any big health issues. There were things that I had taken for granted for many years that I thought, okay, that's just the way where I mean, I'm end of my 50s. Those are just little things that just happen that might not, that's just part of everyday life. For instance, I noticed straight away that my energy levels were so much higher after the session, and even during the session. If you think of you're just going to sit in front of a computer, you might just get tired. No. It wasn't like that at all. I had a surge of energy, and this was in the late afternoon that I had my sessions. And honestly, I had the surge of energy. In the beginning, I thought, my goodness, how am I going to sleep at night? But you know what? My sleep improved to such an extent. I slept 8 hours, and in the end, I slept 8 hours straight through, which I hadn't done in years.
Gosh. Fantastic. Fantastic. And the cold sore never amounted to
Oh,
anything, was it?
no, it was as if it sort of briefly appeared, but then not the anybody who's had this, these things are nasty and they're really horrible and sore, but this thing just never actually materialized. It just disappeared.
It's fascinating, isn't it? And I was saying to Kevin that I know that we all are just one mess of bugs and viruses, actually, at any one time, right? So it's fascinating to hear how the system works on these things. And he described it really interestingly as saying, well, the what the process does is show them up so that they can be flushed out by the energetic frequency. And so you didn't go in with any major health concern. However, you did your 21-day challenge and you found you had more energy, your cold sore didn't materialize. And then possibly a few other things, you know, your sleep improved, that sort of thing, which is fantastic because we all need a lot of sleep. We all need an appropriate amount of sleep in order to be well and also to protect our brains from going down the road of degeneration. So all of that was good. And now, how long is it since you stopped, since you finished the 21-day trial?
About 3 weeks.
And how do you feel now?
I still feel the same, I must say. I still feel the same. I feel balanced, if I could call it that. Not that I had the feeling I was imbalanced, but I feel so much better. It's quite difficult to explain, and I invite anybody who does the 21-day challenge to write down your findings on how you feel before you start and afterwards, because I always noticed straight away when I did it, and I actually was scared that after I'd completed the 21-day challenge, I would just sort of, everything would be, you know, like back to where it was. But at the moment, I feel exactly the same. I feel great.
Well, that is something, because often when you have, let's say, well, even just thinking from my own point of view, you know, if people have an energy session, you know, like Reiki or something like that, not that I practice Reiki these days or ever did, actually, although I trained in it, but I've never practiced it. But anyway, you know, you feel good in the moment and you feel good for a while afterwards, and then you kind of fall back into that same old pattern again, don't you? But this has not done that with you.
No, not at all. No, I feel exactly the same. And I purposefully, during those 21 days, I didn't start anything new. I actually started jogging now after the 21 days. And I thought that would be really challenging. And I felt it was actually much easier.
Yeah.
So I do not know if it has something to do with it. But I think beforehand, I would have struggled more, if you know what I mean.
I do, yeah. Because if your body's not feeling quite 100%, some things feel like a real chore. Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So overall then, you just feel this incredibly wonderful increased vitality. Absolutely. Maybe that's one way of looking at it.
That's a very good way of looking at it. And it's something that I hadn't really thought was missing. But now that I've got it, it feels really great. I feel exhilarated, if I could call it that.
Well, I think that sounds fantastic. Sounds absolutely brilliant. Yeah.
Yeah. And I must say, they were, during the whole 21 days, they were really supportive, because the system does change now and again, because there is different sections of the body that you get worked on, and you might just find it a bit challenging, because even though you've done all the logging in and doing it for a couple of days, it might change because your organs that are being worked on change. So there is continuous work being done on you. And like I said, I don't want to share too much of my actual health issues, but some things that had been part of my life for a long time, all of a sudden had gone. For instance, now this was really quite profound. It's something I've had for as long as I can remember. I've had something in my neck. Whenever I move my neck, it makes a noise. And it doesn't worry me. It's not sore, but I can always hear it.
Yeah.
But ever since I've done this, I don't have this anymore. I don't have this noise anymore.
Right. So it's not just, you know, let's say disease or viruses or bugs that it clears out of your system. It also helps your body repair itself in a more physical sense, in a kind of musculoskeletal sense, you know, in your muscles are behaving better. Your skeleton is in a better position. Yeah.
That's what I felt. Now, I don't know if it was meant to be like that on the onset. I don't know. But for me, it definitely was. And it's something I instantly noticed that it was gone, because it's, you know, it's something that you sort of live with and you just know it's there And then
Yeah.
you all of a sudden realize it's not there anymore.
And I think that's wonderful. And so you've had a great experience with the 21-day challenge. And if you were to sum it up and offer any advice, not that we should really be giving advice, but you know what I mean, to anybody who's considering it and thinking, I don't know though, but really, will it help me? What would you say?
I would say it's a good investment because we tend to forget to invest time in ourselves. And even if you think, wow, for 21 days, I have got to turn up and spend 2 hours for myself, it's actually a good investment because we tend to prioritize so many other things, but not our own health. And I think this is a really, it's a good way of actually getting to know and listening to your body because during that time, you're in stillness, well, I was, and you're quiet and you're sort of listening to your body. That's how I envisioned, or that's how I participated. I listened to my body, and it was actually really good. It was an excellent experience, and I can only recommend it to anybody who's curious. You know, go for it. It's you won't be disappointed. Well, I certainly wasn't, and like I said, I went in with no expectations, not knowing what this was about.
Well, I love the sound of that. And long may your wonderful vibrancy and vitality last. But Raffaella, for the moment, thank you so much for talking to me and telling me what your experience was like. Thank you.
Thank you.
And for those who might be wondering, yes, Raffaella is also a UK Health Radio presenter. Lovely to hear her perspective there as someone who wasn't so familiar with frequency medicine. Once again, you can sign up for the 21-day challenge yourself by heading to the UK Health Radio homepage and clicking on the banner there. You'll get a 20% discount on the normal price. No time for a book review today, but a quick plant of the day mention is in order, I think. I may have mentioned once or twice that I love this time of year, and it's to a very great extent down to the spring blossom that bursts into life. And one of those flowers is lilac. You know, that scent takes me straight back to my childhood when it seemed that every other garden had a lilac tree. I know we did. I love the scent, and of course, it's used in perfumery. But did you know that lilac has other properties? The flowers are edible, and they're said to be good for gastric issues like flatulence and constipation if you eat them raw. The flowers are fragrant but also astringent, and this astringency means a flower infusion could be good for the skin. You can make a syrup out of the flowers too, just as you might make an elderflower syrup, for instance. Elderflowers are also coming out now here where I live. Otherwise, lilac leaf tea is thought to bring down a fever and stop diseases like malaria from recurring. Nature really does provide, doesn't it? If nothing else, make sure you stop to smell the lilacs next time you're passing by if they're in your area. They really are delightful. And on that floral note, we're at the end of the show. Do head over to my website, thepracticalalchemist.uk, and drop me a line or tag me on social media to let me know what you think of today's topic. Thank you for listening. Join me next time for more great guests, more information, and more practical alchemy. Until then, it's goodbye from me and that nightingale.
Luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.